Thank you for calling Molina Healthcare of Mississippi Provider Line. Your call may be monitored or recorded. Please tell me which service you're calling about.
Customer care representative.
For Medicaid. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Customer
for
service.
Medicaid, say Sorry, I still didn't get that. For Medicaid, press
Advocate.
How may I help you today?
Hello. Advocate. Customer service.
I didn't catch that. Sorry, I didn't get that. In order to route you to the right representative. Sorry, I still didn't get that. For a pharmacy representative, press 1. For claims, press 2. For information. You can say claim status, claim submission information,
claim
or
status.
Resolution mailing address. Before we can proceed, please tell me the provider's MPI. You can also say, I don't have it, or press pound. Sorry, I didn't get that. Please say or enter the provider's MPI. You can also say, I don't have it, or press pound.
Customer service.
Sorry, I still didn't get that. Please enter the provider's MPI. If you don't have it, press pound. Thanks. I found your records. How would you like to search? By claim number or date of service?
Date of service.
What's the member's ID number? Please tell me the date of birth of the member you're calling about. For example, please tell me the date of service or enter it using a two-digit month.
I found
2
claims on that date. Here's the first one.
Claim number
24206377154
was received on
July 24, 2024.
The claim has been denied. No further status information is available for this claim. You can say repeat that, or next claim. You can also say check another date for this member, check claims for a different member, search by claim number, switch providers, or main menu.
Customer care representative.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Customer service.
You can say repeat.
Sorry, I still didn't get that.
Advocate.
To hear that claim.
If that's all you needed, feel free to hang up. Otherwise, please tell me how else I can help you today.
Customer care service.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. To help us better route your call, please select one.
Thank you for calling. My name is Pamisa. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Anissa. My name is Victor, and I'm from Provider Office. Could you help me with the claim?
I definitely can assist with claims. And can you provide me with the spelling of your first name?
It's Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R.
Thank you. And may I have the first initial to your last name?
D4 Delta.
Thank you. And then the callback phone number I'm showing is 301-560-0843.
Yes.
Thank you. And would that be a direct phone number?
Yes.
All right. And may I have the name of the provider?
Blake Maranto.
Thank you. And then may I have the member's ID number?
8854-76155.
I'm sorry, you said 8854-76, and what was the rest?
155.
Thank you. And member's name and date of birth?
First name is Trinity, and the last name is Gillespie, and the date of birth is October 2nd, 2019.
Thank you so much for verifying that information for me. And then may I have the date of service of the claim for this member?
June 5, 2024.
Thank you. And then may I have the billed amount?
$407.52.
Thank you. So I am showing that the most recent claim denied on August 6, 2024. And it looks like this claim denied due to contract terms requires an authorization. And then it has exact duplicate claim service.
Okay.
And also for line 6, it has per Medicaid guidelines, payment for procedure code 36416 on the current line is always bundled into payment for other services not specified. No separate payment is made. And then I also can provide you with the original denial.
Okay, so I want to send an appeal for this claim. So could you provide me the fax number?
I'm sure. So it does look like this claim already was submitted an appeal.
Yes. Just I want to know that you accept appeal through fax.
We do. So it looks like we received an appeal for this claim already.
Okay. Just for my confirmation, could you provide me the fax number?
I'm sure. The fax number, just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
The appeals fax number is 844-808-2409. And it looks like the appeal, we received it on today, and the resolution date would be for August 31st, 2025.
Okay, so it means that it takes around 30 business days, right?
It does take 30 calendar days.
Okay.
I'm sorry, it does take 30 business days. I apologize.
Okay, thank you. And the fax number is 844-808-2409, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you so much for your information.
And
could you provide me the call reference number?
Sure, and before I do provide the call reference ID number, would you like leaving your email address just in case we're needing to follow up with you?
Yes.
All right, and what's your email address?
It's anujparmar@ifedora.com.
And I'm so sorry, you said at direct, and what was the rest?
ifedora.com.
Thank you. And then also, would you like more information on the Availity Provider Portal?
Okay. And just for my confirmation, you said you received appeal just one day, right?
On today.
Okay. So it's when you received appeal from PEX.
So let's see if it tells me how it was submitted. Just bear with me one moment.
Okay.
All right. It does look like it was from PEX.
Okay, thank you.
And the acknowledgement, appeal acknowledgement letter was sent out on today as well.
Okay.
And I do apologize, but were you stating that you did want more information on the Availity Provider Portal?
Oh, yes, I have that.
Okay, no problem. And then the call reference ID number, well, is there anything else that I could further assist you with today before I do provide the call reference ID number?
No, thank you.
All right. It's going to be S as in Sam, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, 682-10354.
Okay, thank you so much for your information. Have a great day. Bye for now.
I thank you so much for calling, and you have a great day as well.